This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Precious Hearts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Armings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the topic of precious hearts. Now, I'll elaborate on this a little bit before I refer to one of the martyrs from the Holy Defense. Now, hearts are, we're told that one of the worst things we can do is to actually harm or hurt the heart of a fellow believer. Now, and so if we ask ourselves, so what does that mean, harming or hurting the heart of a fellow believer? And we can, and for sure, we can imagine that it is truly so easily done to actually hurt the heart of a fellow believer. It could be done just through, even just with a harsh word. So I, for example, I have a friend who she was still a high school student, and one family member said a harsh word to her. I think it was during the corona epidemic, when everyone was, you know, stuck together in their homes and people were probably getting more sensitive and more emotional. But something was said to her in the morning by a family member, just something maybe a little bit harsh. And she was upset until the end of the day and crying even at the end of the day. So obviously that had an impact on her heart. And then, so that's just a few careless words. And then if we take that further, imagine that, and this is obviously why in Islam, some things are also very regulated. So for example, that we have non-mahram and mahram. So, and that there should be sort of, let's say, controlled contact between the genders. If, for example, they sort of want to court and sort of they're thinking about marriage. And obviously we have these rules also, because we do not want the hearts, for example, of especially of the young woman. It could also be the young man, but we know that women are described as being much more emotional. So we do not want the hearts of young women or any women to be harmed by relationships that are not appropriate, for example. Welcome back to A to Z here on Armbings Radio, me Sister Zainab. And obviously, so just when we're talking about the, as I said, the precious heart, so just to give an idea of how we can behave, so if we just use the example of one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi. So one thing we know about him for sure, and because this is what people would say about him, that he never broke anyone's heart, never cheated on anyone, so truly honest, truly very aware of other people's hearts and sort of their, let's say, emotional needs. And in a sense, obviously very respectful, because not wanting to break another person's heart through whichever way it is, it means that we are respectful in how we treat that person, because being respectful is also, in a sense, being aware and being careful. And the opposite almost, and well, not really the opposite, but he was always trying to win the hearts of people. So he was totally happy dealing with, interacting with people from all walks of life. And I think I've commented on this in other episodes about Ibrahim Hadi. And obviously all the martyrs did behave like this. And so, and that's the other element. So it's not just that we're sort of aware of other people's needs, and we need to be really careful, really respectful, and sort of not cause any upset, not cause any offense. But we can go beyond that. We can actually sort of go out a bit and try and sort of want to win the hearts of people, as in want to help and be openly kind, be compassionate, be generous. Because obviously this is how we're supposed to behave. When we look at our role model, the Holy Prophet. This is how the Holy Prophet behaved, and obviously we need to be following the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, and not and of all our infallible Imams and all the Prophets, not the and our martyrs for sure, and not of other role models. So inshallah, that's just some reminders for all of us today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of 8Z here on Arm Rings Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.